I believe God is going to use this class to change your life. And here's my evidence. This class has taken plenty of spiritual warfare to even do the first session. We have pretty much brand new equipment, brand new Macintosh computers, and I've never owned a Macintosh computer, and we have many of them at Christian Leaders Institute, where a brand new hard drive crashes. Well, that slowed this class to be put down. And then after that, coming here today, the computer wouldn't turn on, the camera wouldn't turn on, there were this and that issue, and finally, after lots of prayer and a lot of effort, finally, we're on air. So, I believe this class, this whole course, is going to change your life. With this much gnawing spiritual warfare just to get it going, I am certain that God has a plan for you to be here. This is going to be a tremendous class of engagement, learning how to construct a sermon, learning how to present the sermon, various ideas and techniques and people we are going to survey. So, let's talk about preaching. And if you talk about preaching, you will notice that there are all sorts of different approaches to preaching. There are topical approaches and exegetical approaches, expository approaches. There are approaches about testimony and so forth. And we're going to survey some of these various approaches. But at the end of the day, we are going to just help you find your voice. In these various approaches, we see how Jesus used parables as one of his approaches. But if we look at the book of Hebrews, those are collections of sermons that are more topical in nature. The bottom line in this course, you're going to survey some different approaches, but most importantly, it's about you. Who did God make you to be as a proclaimer of the Word of God? In a lot of ways, the expository type of preaching is really the dominant form that you see throughout the world. And even all the other approaches and topical and testimony really owe most of their root to the expository presentation. So we're going to start with an expository type of approach, but you're going to see various examples of other approaches to help your voice become strong in proclaiming the Word of God. So, what will this course bring you? Well, it's going to bring you sermon construction skills. How do you basically put a message together? How do you draw from the Word of God in such a way that the Word of God speaks through you, the speaker, the prophet? How the Word of God can effectively change lives through your gifts, your skills, your voice, as God has given you your opportunities. We're going to look at speaking techniques. And we're going to have some helpers in people who are really in the industry of speaking. And you're going to see some YouTube videos from them and just really focus on some of these techniques that are very important for every preacher. We're also going to look at different preachers. These preachers will help you find your voice. Now, I want you to know that what happens so often is somebody will say, you know, I don't want to copy Billy Graham and be exactly like Billy Graham or pick another preacher. And you're right, you're not going to. Nobody is, because you are you. Billy Graham is Billy Graham. But yet, if we look at these various preachers, we're going to see in them pieces of you, aspects of their personality that connect with who you are as a God-given messenger of the gospel. We are also going to, in this class, bring you a love for preaching, a love for getting out there and proclaiming the gospel. And in general, we're hoping that when you leave this class, it's not going to be about criticizing what you're not. It's going to be about finding confidence in who you are as a preacher. This course will not bring you a few things. We're not going to have the perfect formula, the so many page method that you will copy over and over again. We are not going to answer all your questions about preaching because you probably have many, and the preaching is a large subject with all sorts of approaches. And we can't give you an authentic walk as a preacher. That is yours to be responsible for. You walk before the Lord, and that is something you must be and do. And that is still the foundation of all preaching. So, here's the insights that we're going to give you. One is creational insights into speaking. But we're also going to help you get into a preacher's canon. That is, you're going to survey ideas and thoughts of sermon construction and of different men who God has used in a powerful way to be preachers. And you're going to have an opportunity to see creational insights and also the opportunity to get into the theory of preaching as it is handed down to us and as it is experienced throughout the world. One more thing is we believe in looking at historical sermons. So we recommend that you read some historical sermons, and there's many of them on the internet. You can read messages from pastors and leaders of the past. We're going to focus on one, just to survey one, George Whitefield. And we're going to look at a historical sermon very specifically, and you're going to be able to survey that and just have a really great time with that. And you will learn from how God used people in the past to be preachers and proclaimers of the Word. How are you going to be graded in this class? Well, participation. You got to get into it and just give yourself fully to it. Now, I will tell you, as you participate, just like we had spiritual warfare to even start this class, I will say to you that you will have spiritual warfare as you are getting this together. Because the evil one does not want another proclaimer of the gospel. So pray about this right at the beginning. Even ask your family to pray about your participation in this class. There are going to be quizzes. You're going to write two messages. One message is going to be a two-page message, and the other is going to be a four-page message. And in a lot of ways, these are mini messages, but they sort of tell you and tell us that you're getting those sermon construction skills and putting them down on paper. And finally, you are asked to do a final learning paper. And what this is a paper to... It's like an article. It's an article about what you learned at this preaching and presentation class. And we are going to, with your permission, publish many of these articles on the web so that other leaders who are thinking about Christian Leaders Institute can get a window into what's happening in the preaching class. So I want to welcome all of you to this preaching class. And you know what I want to tell you all is this is about the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. And in my welcome to you, it's asking you to do this. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. This is what we're called to do. And as you are at Christian Leaders Institute, we want you to love to be a preacher. Love to proclaim the gospel. Get into the warfare. And know that through the preaching of the word, lives are changed, cultures are renewed, and people are brought to the saving knowledge and relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord.